people mix up compromising for just completely disregarding themselves and their feelings and their wants and their needs.
Yes, completely cutting off their own parts of their life. You're living a life to make someone else happy.
I don't have anybody to blame for these things but myself. Maybe I didn't do this, but I'm the reason why I didn't do this. And I look back and I think like, damn, I really wouldn't have it any other way. I had a soccer coach who I honestly loved dearly. Time of my life when I was like losing the love of the game. Mm-hmm. And word was getting around the team that I was just like a party guy, I was smoking weed. And the coach came to me like one practice, pulls me aside. If you don't make it in soccer, I don't know if you'll make it in anything. And I think he was saying it to fire me up, to get me back, because he knew how good of a player I was and that maybe that I had a chance.
Yeah.
But obviously at that age, I didn't like take it that way. Mm-hmm. I think I was 14 or 15. At that age, I took it like, oh, fuck you, buddy. It pushed me away more from the game.
You know, they always say, be the bigger man. But if you always have to be the bigger man in situations, in your family, in your business, something is wrong, and it's not wrong with you. If you are being the bigger man every time, who are you around?
Was Diddy bending Jay Biebs over?
Jay Biebs had a rough go for a long time.
You think so?
We were doing it this morning. We're watching Where Are You Now in reverse. Okay. And it for anyone, where are you now that I need you? That song?
Okay.
If you watch the music video in reverse, or like you stop it at certain moments, it's just demonic things over and over.
What do you mean?
Like there's like a speech bubble saying like, help me. There's another one saying, I love pussy.
Mm.
You know, like, that's kind of weird to be in a Where Are You Now video.
So you think...
There's actually videos on it. Like, you can search it up, and there's videos that have paused it, and you can see.
So you think...
You can understand.
You think on the real, like, Diddy was bending J Biebs over, and he was asking for help via the Where Are You Now video?
I think he didn't have many options of outlets for help. You know, so he turned to his music videos. But that's like a common thing. If you look at like a lot of these music videos of these Hollywood type music artists, they're just demonic.
Yeah.
There's always like you could just type it in on YouTube, like demonic signs from music videos. And I'm sure there's all kinds.
But that's what I was going to say. Like you really like
it's gross.
You really think they're just like you really think they're just that open about it? Like in the music video and shit?
It's not even that open. Okay, even the Justin Bieber one, like that happened, what, 8 years ago?
Uh-huh.
And no one said anything?
No, people said things.
No, people said, I'm saying no one of like stature said anything. Like I'm not talking about the people that comment on the YouTube. They can't do nothing.
Well, because the exposing pedo vibes really only started like, see, I think it's interesting, like COVID was the beginning of like people just saying whatever they wanted on the internet now.
Well, they had to.
But
because they were like, oh, this is like visibly a problem now.
But
and like, then they were looking around saying, oh my God, no one else is saying much.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of people had a decision to make whether to say something or not. You know, and we were one of the ones that said something. But I think that's because we've always said what we feel, you know? A lot of people, they started saying what they feel at that point.
But like, it's like, it was like the domino effect. It was like weird things with COVID, government. Then it was like pedos.
Yep.
You know, and it's been like
Epstein.
It's just been like a domino effect.
Biden.
Even the solar eclipse was demonic, apparently.
It was.
Or holy?
No, it was like, it's like holy, but in a way that could be scary. You know,
like the
return of God, but why is he coming back? Because we need him.
But like, what's he get? Okay, real. Okay, let's put everything into perspective. Okay, let's go.
Hold on, let me just get my tinfoil hat.
Let's go real talks right now.
Okay, I got it.
Let's say Jesus came back today.
Okay,
God in the form of Jesus or in whatever form he wanted to.
Okay,
he comes back today.
Uh huh.
You think you're getting washed out? Or you think he's going to allow you on earth?
No, dude. He's going to allow me on earth.
You think so?
100%.
You're for sure you're confident about
for
that?
For sure. I've done more good than bad.
Yeah?
Yes. I'll confidently say that.
Interesting.
Think about like us, maybe up until the pandemic, we would have got washed.
Uh-huh.
Me and you.
I was getting washed for sure.
But because of our stance during the pandemic,
I know, like,
I think that we bought a lot of brownie points with that, with the big man.
We made up so many points.
We got a lot of points during the
pandemic. We gained a lot of ground.
So that's why I'm confidently saying it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like to think when I go to bed that society does better with me than without me.
Okay, if you had to put yourself, there's 8 billion people on the planet.
Yeah.
If you had to put yourself, rank yourself in, like, how much good you do for this earth.
Yeah.
In regards to the 8 billion, like where are you ranking yourself? Where am I ranking? Yeah, where are you ranking yourself?
Well, I think if we're talking real estate, I'm in the top 1%. That's for sure. Okay. Because we're joining everyone in that 1%, right?
1% is what? What is that? 800,000? No, 8 million.
8 million.
Okay, so you think you're the top 8 million for sure.
In real estate.
In real estate? No, I don't even know what that means. What are you
talking
about?
Listen, I'm making a joke on everyone's bio saying 1%.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anyways.
Sorry, the shades are tripping me out.
8 billion people. I would say, if we'd say 8 million people, I'm probably in the 1%.
Okay. Your top 8 million? Your top. So you think your top 8 million for good?
Okay, hold on. So 2% would be 16 million.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Okay.
I'll confidently say I'm in the top 2% of being done good for society.
Yeah, like.
How much I've done.
Okay.
But maybe, I don't know. Maybe someone else would think otherwise of me.
I mean, whatever. Fuck what they think. I'm just curious what you think. You think you're in the top 1%, maybe 2%?
There's a lot of bad people, but there's a lot of good people. You know, there is a lot of good people that you never even know that they're good people. Like the things we do.
You seen like your neighborhood like butcher?
Yeah, like the neighborhood butcher. Like maybe someone like, like a janitor.
Okay.
Or someone like, a school therapist that helps kids get through shit. Like that's a really good person.
I was thinking more
someone like community wise that cleans the ocean, cleans the beaches on a week to week.
I was thinking more like
a police officer.
Yeah, but there's like, also corrupt ones.
But there's also bad ones. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, that's
I would say, okay, but with cops, I would say there's definitely more good than bad.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends where you are, to be honest.
100%.
Yeah.
Because like in like Calabria, it's like...
There's not even cops. They're not even real cops. So what do you think you are?
I mean, here's the thing, right? Okay, yeah, we're asking what I think.
Yeah, what you think.
Yeah, I think I'm top 1% for sure.
1%, yeah, 8 million?
I think I'm top 1%. I think like...
You got to think. There's a lot of, it's just what it's also like what you think good means to the world. You know, like I look at it like this. Okay, we have a business. We can provide people jobs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. We have a platform. We can provide people education or value.
Yeah.
So that's how I'm looking at it, like from that. But then you can also say, like, you know, someone that owns like an adoption center and they're helping kids find new families, like. Does that mean more to someone than me giving someone a job?
Yeah, well, then it's all perspective.
It's all perspective, exactly.
Yeah, okay. I think I'm top 1%. I think I do good.
I think I'm not getting washed. I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think I see it more from the perspective of like, okay, obviously the business, the job, blah, 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 all that stuff. But also like the people that are in my life, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I think I provide pretty good value to those people too.
Of course, of course.
You know?
Yeah.
So
well, I think that's just like a duty.
Yeah, but like it's a duty. But a lot of things are duties, and people are just
people
fucking
won't do it. Yeah, 100%.
And they won't do shit.
Yeah. Listen, I think.
You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people getting washed.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're good.
I think we'd be clear. We'd be in the clear.
I like to think so.
Clear.
I'm okay. I want to ask you an interesting question.
Do it.
There's these like TikTok accounts where like they like have like like philosophical questions, like questions for deep thinkers and shit. So. This is, okay, well, actually, I asked this on my Spro Thoughts.
Okay.
I want to know your opinion on it. I asked, so do you believe true love and personal freedom can coexist?
So you're saying, do you believe that like you can be fully in love with someone and still have freedom?
Yeah, like you can be, let's say, in a relationship where you guys like both truly love each other.
Uh-huh.
But... also have personal freedom.
What does that mean?
Well, that's where the gray area is like, well, what's personal freedom for you, right? Some people, personal freedom is like, bro, I want to be able to play poker with the boys every Friday night.
Okay.
And some people, personal freedom is like, I want to be able to smash other girls or guys.
Uh-huh.
So whatever, just generalizing that. I know it's hard. That's like a pretty big thing to generalize. But do you believe they can coexist? Or do you believe, here's a better question.
Yeah.
Or do you believe that you have to surrender some part of your freedom mm-hmm. to be able to truly love somebody?
I think I
can break that down deeper.
No, listen, it's I see what you're saying. Okay, break it down deeper.
For example, like it's really just flipping the question. It's like if you truly love somebody, uh-huh. would you stop doing something that you're generally known for? So like,
okay,
that can be everything from like an activity. So it's like, okay, I was playing soccer 3 days a week. Now I'm only doing it once. Or I was, you know, like...
You know what's really funny?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Is I went for a walk this morning. I was with Jay.
Okay.
And I was talking to him about this in particular because I was telling him about my past experiences.
In what?
In relationships.
Okay.
Right? And this is what we spoke about, like giving things up to make someone else, you know, feel better or just happy or, you know,
okay,
make them able to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I don't think you should have to give up like
anything though.
No, there's things you should give up. When I say things you shouldn't give up, like, okay, if you have a job or a career that you really want to pursue, I don't really believe that you should give that up. Now, if the career is OnlyFans, maybe you should. But I'm talking about like, you know, if you have dreams, if you have aspirations and you're doing things to lead up to that, I don't think you need to give that up. Okay. So for example, let's say you want to become a lawyer and you have to go to law school, but the law school is out of the city where your relationship is.
Okay.
Go to the law school.
Yeah, like don't let a relationship change that.
Don't let it affect that because then that's when you like look back in your life and you're like, shit.
Okay, but like let's dial that down a bit.
Okay.
So you're saying don't give that up. Let's dial that down. Let's say, you know, like, okay, we put out the reel saying like how important it is to have time with the boys.
Yes.
Females may not understand that. Women may not understand that.
Yeah.
But let's say you're a guy and you're like, dude, I need 2 guy nights a week.
Okay.
Whatever. Everyone's different. Some don't, some do. But let's just say you're one of those guys. You're like, dude, I want 2 nights a week where I can just fucking chill with the boys, do whatever.
I think it goes,
are you going to be willing to give up something of that level?
I don't think you need to. I don't think that's true love then.
Okay.
Because like, it's your friend group. You know, like I'm very against that. Like I'm very against when people get in a relationship, like they start cutting off their friends.
Okay.
I don't believe that at all. Like I know the time's going to be different. You're not going to see your boys every day anymore or 5 times a week or go to the club with them, go to the bar, go watch a game. But, you know, you should still have your friend group and like you should still keep it. That's when people start resenting the other person.
I think the problem...
Because like it's like, if imagine you're a guy and you're used to it maybe once a week, twice a week, and now that's been, you know, for some reason you don't have that anymore. It's taken away. You start to resent the other person.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. I think what happens is people mix up compromising for just completely disregarding themselves and their feelings and their wants and their needs.
Yes, completely cutting off their own parts of their life.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, people are like, oh yeah, bro. Well, I stopped playing footy every weekend because like, bro, I got a girl and like she needs me for this. And it's like, yeah, but then like you said, you end up hating her.
Yeah.
So
because you go like this. Why did I stop doing that? Oh, because of that person.
And you think it's compromise.
Yeah.
Yet it's not. You're just giving away the things you love. So now you put yourself in a position where at the beginning it's fun because you're in this like, oh, this phase and you love each other so much.
The honeymoon phase, yeah.
But then, yeah, months later, you're like, dude, I'm a fat lard. All I've been doing is eating fucking Smash Burgers.
Or what happened? Yeah, or what happens
now I'm
is...
Like, and now I'm like you said, I look back and I go, oh my God, why did I stop? Why did I get fat eating fucking cheeseburgers and why did I stop playing footy? Mm-hmm. Oh, because I quote unquote compromised for this girl, but you didn't compromise. You just you lost the battle. You just gave up everything.
You settled in your own life in a way, you know, like you just said, okay, well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what it's going to be, you know? And then people don't really have true happiness because they're not actually doing what they want. You know, you're living a life to make someone else happy. Mm-hmm. And when you're in that position, it's a very bad place to be because what happens half the time is the relationship ends. And then you look back and you're like, oh, hold on. I lost 3-4 of my friends. Maybe I haven't been in the gym anymore. I'm not as fit as I used to be. I missed out on a few travel opportunities that I would have loved to go to, you know?
You know
and then you look back and you're like, oh, well, yeah, I messed up. I should have just, from the start, you know, and that's what we always talk about. From the start, you set the standard, man. You have to.
I think this actually segues perfectly into another thing. I always think about how, like, and it's fucking cliche, but it's so true. Like, you don't realize, like, how short your life is.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, like, I'm turning 28 in a few days, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, where the fuck did life go, right? And you start to think back on all these things that, like, you didn't do, that you wanted to do that you didn't, right?
So, like, and that's us, too, and we did a lot, bro.
100%. But okay. 100%. But now I'm looking, and I'm like, okay, for me, I don't have anybody to blame for these things but myself, because I'm the kind of guy where, like, I've always been like, I'm doing whatever the fuck I want, regardless of the situation, who I'm around, who I'm with, who my friends are, and whatever. But, like, at the same time, I'm okay with that. Like, I can live with the fact that, like, oh, maybe I didn't do this, but I'm the reason why I didn't do this. I'm the reason why I didn't travel here.
It's a much easier way to live and go to sleep.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I still trip out about it, but I'm like, Well, bro, it was like your decision. And you didn't let anybody else affect that.
Yes.
But it's like when you start to trip out like that, mm-hmm. but then you think like, oh my God, it was because I was compromising my wants and needs and wishes for this person. That's when you start to trip out. But I think
that's what happened to me, dude.
Yeah.
I did that.
Uh-huh.
That's literally what happened to me. And that's why I've been single for so long. Because mm-hmm. it was just like, okay, I'm just going to do me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a good example of just doing you.
For time. For a long time, you know?
But
maybe too long too, like who knows?
Nah, but whatever, listen. But again, at the end of the day, at least you could like go to bed and be like, well, I made all these decisions.
Well, it was because my case, my extreme case now is because my past case was so extreme as well.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like extreme to the point where I was trying to make someone else happy
yeah.
to the extreme.
Uh-huh.
Now I make myself happy to the extreme.
Do you ever lay in bed and just trip out about your life?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
All the
time. What would you say is like the biggest thing that like the most reoccurring thought that you have, late night thought?
Fuck.
Let me re-ask that question. What is the most consistent and reoccurring late night thought that you have when you lay in bed before you go to sleep?
You know, it's probably like, how can I like make what we have so much bigger?
Okay.
Like what's it going to take?
Uh-huh.
How are we going to get there?
Yeah.
Because if that equals everything I want.
Yeah.
So that's like the reoccurring thought where it's like, I want to be so big.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny. There's always like that. I posted it. There's this meme where it's like, I guess like a couple in bed and she's yeah. like, he's thinking about other girls.
Yeah, yeah, I love
that. And then you swipe and it's just like him being like, I need to take over the world.
Yeah, it's like you're just thinking about all of it, you know? Like for us, I would say I'm just thinking about, you know, this city, Miami,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the people that we know, the people that we could know, the things that we could do with the network, you know, our team, everything, like just like being so, like 10 times bigger, but obviously being so grateful too.
I think like for me,
mm-hmm.
it's funny, like you put it in a really good way because it's like, I have a lot of different thoughts. I'm like, do I see my nonna enough? Do I talk to my parents uh-huh. enough? Like, do you know, whatever. Like, yeah. am I providing for this person the way I should be? And am I doing that for this? And da-da-da-da and all these different things. But then I like stop and I think like, is there one thing that would allow me to do all those things better?
Exactly.
And then I'm like, well, it's my time.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my time. I need more time.
Mm-hmm.
What's the only way I can gain more time in my life?
Money.
I need more money.
Yep.
And I'm like, so that's where people go, you guys are so money hungry and all you care about is business. And there's all these people who are like, I see all this shit on fucking TikTok where it's like, bro, you need to like slow down and go outside and get fresh air and na 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 and all this stuff and stop running and chasing so hard. And like, there's sometimes I watch it and I'm like, I can understand the idea,
mm-hmm.
but in my eyes, it's very hard and unrealistic. Because it's like you said, the faster I can get to a point where my money's like really right and I have like a big enough team under me and like operating and doing what I want, then I'm like, then I can free up more of that time.
Yeah.
And I will. And then it's funny because people are always like, oh, well, the more you fucking grow, the more you're just going to want more. And like, I do agree with that to some extent. But also like, dude, we sat down yesterday with a guy, Jake Tran, 25 years old. making a couple hundred thousand a month mm-hmm. with like barely any expenses. He's like systemized and created everything in such a way where his time is so free now.
Yep.
And I'm like, dude, what do you do? I travel, I kickbox, mm-hmm. I provide for my family. Like I'm just fucking chilling and working at the same time. And I'm focusing on like different things that I'd want to try and grow.
Still working, still doing business, because now he's doing things that he wants. Listen, when you have the resources and you turn around, you're like, okay, listen, now my time's free. I want to start these kind of businesses. It's different when you started the business 5 years ago that you did.
But again,
you see what I mean? Like, because you're in a different position. So to start that business now is going to require 10% of the time that neighborhood did.
Well, sure. Because also you just hire. You're hiring for the positions that you were doing.
You're using your experience. You're using everything you learned all together. And that's when you're able to like, okay, now I can do. And how many people have we met that you're like, this person has a lot of free time, but they also invest in so many different businesses, start so many different businesses because now their resources on another level, you know? So if you can get there, even if you are still working, you're not working the same way you used to.
No, for sure.
Right?
Look, man.
You're doing different
straight
things.
Straight up, bro. Straight up. If I could like personally take home like $300,000 to $500,000 like a month.
Yeah.
I almost said a year, but I knew that was cap.
I was going to say.
Okay. If I could personally take home $300,000 to $500,000 a month.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yes.
Dude. You wouldn't see me do fucking nothing. You wouldn't see me do shit, bro. I'd be fucking.
I don't believe that.
I'd be. No. Hold on.
I don't believe that.
Hold on. To a certain extent, like again, I would say like 2 weeks of my month, 2 weeks worth of my month. I lied. A week and a half of my month would be like working. Now spread out.
Yeah.
Another week and a half of my month would be just like traveling, living, you know, like doing whatever I want.
I'm
going to stop
you now. I don't believe you because you're an ideas guy. So for you, when you come up with an idea, you want to act on it, you know, and you're the type of guy that you come up with an idea wherever you are. So it's not like you have to be in your desk working to come up with an idea.
No,
you're going to be on the beach somewhere having a laugh
on a
yacht and be like, oh my God, I just thought of this genius thing. I need to put it in action.
So yeah, but then I hopefully have the resources
of course,
to put it into action. Course. But like, But to me, it's like, look at that type of work.
That's the best part. Yeah.
That's the best.
That's your favorite part.
That's my favorite part.
Yes, exactly.
You know what
I'm
saying?
So the goal is to grind in your business so hard that you end up only doing your favorite part.
Damn.
You know?
Buddy, fucking stamp it. That's fucking
right?
Facts. That is absolute facts.
Yeah. So that's what you're thinking. Facts. That's what you're thinking when you go to bed. Because you know, at that moment, you'll have everything else, right? And I used to be like that too. I used to think individual things where it's like, you know, how did I talk to this person today? Or should I have spent more time with my grandfather? Or, you know, should I have went to that dinner with my parents?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. But then you realize it's just the main thing that you need is money.
Okay. You know? Which is true.
Obviously there's still balance in between, but
here's another thing.
Yeah.
It's like I watch too much TikTok, but when I watch TikTok and I'm seeing all these like clips, it's like, it's funny how just like the stages of life bring different ideologies. So like it's the young guys who are saying hustle, no balance, blah, blah, blah. Then it's like the middle-aged guys who are like, okay, I brought a little more balance. I got the family and da, 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 da. And then it's the old guys who are like, if I could go back, I'd spend way more time with my family and stuff. So it's like,
okay,
well, who's right? Like the old guy, the young guy?
Because if you also bring the old guy back to when he was young, he's probably going to make the same decision again.
It's
because they were smart
tough.
Enough to make that decision to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Right at the end of the day. Listen, life is short. You could die at any moment. Any day could be your last.
Mm-hmm.
But if you also think that way, you're not going to build a future. So it's like, what are you really going to, you got to find the balance between that. Right. Yeah. And I think we're doing pretty good in terms of balance. Listen, like we travel a lot. We're away from our family a lot.
Yeah.
But we're also like a very unique situation compared to like, let's say what's back at home or the people that we know.
Yeah, but bro, when I think about it, and that's another thing. Then like, don't get me wrong. I don't just go to sleep and have stressful thoughts.
It's not stressful though. It's just you're thinking about the future.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not having these like deep like, oh my fucking God thoughts. I'm also having like happy thoughts. And I look back and I think like, damn, I really wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course.
Like,
well, you decided that.
We travel. We get to go to like places whenever we want. If we want to pick up tomorrow and be like, we're going to Europe to watch a fucking soccer game, we could.
Yeah.
If we wanted to pick up tomorrow and be like, dude, you want to go to fucking Costa Rica? Like, we could.
Well, it's just because of the sacrifices that we made. So all those times that, let's say, we didn't hang out with our family, or we didn't hang out with our friends, or we didn't go to the gym, all those things that were sacrifices at that moment, that's why we're here, you know? And yeah, all those things add up, right?
People I just the reason I say that is when I talk about, like, oh, having these kind of deep and insightful and maybe sometimes stressful thoughts before bed, I don't want to scare people to think like, oh, that's all entrepreneurship is.
No,
it's a big piece of it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to lie to you and say it's all fucking dandy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I can also sit here and say, like, it's provided me with some of the best things in my life.
Best people, best
relationships, the freedom,
best experiences.
Like, yeah, bro.
Of course. And again, that goes back. Would I trade it? No, I wouldn't trade it, because we knew this would happen, right? Uh-huh. We knew we just got to work hard. We continue to work hard, but we have to sacrifice a lot, you know? And that's why we think at night. But I rather think that at night than what if I didn't take that opportunity?
Uh-huh.
That would be worse for me.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and going back to it too, but we decided. It was our decision, so I'm happy with it.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This one's an interesting one. I found this on TikTok too. If I... something happened to me tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I lost all my memory.
Yeah.
How would you describe me to myself?
I'd probably take you to King West first, just so you can start to remember some visuals.
Okay.
No, listen, I think that I would start showing you fucking brands.
Okay.
Nice. You understand? Like, I'd show you logos.
Okay.
I'd be like, you see this, buddy? You understand this, right? I'd probably take you to a Milan game.
Nice.
You know, like, I would do all the things that you love. Uh-huh. I would try to bring that back. I think that's the way. And I saw something on TikTok where someone was doing something that they loved, I think painting.
Okay.
And they ended up starting getting their, it was like a crazy moment. Yeah. I think the bride and her dad.
Okay.
He remembered her that day because they started painting. Mm-hmm. And he said her name.
Yeah. No, you definitely got to do things.
Right. So how would I would show you things. Uh-huh. I wouldn't try to talk to you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like, yo, this is the kind of guy you were. I would just show you all the things that you were.
Okay.
You know?
I think, okay. Okay.
So it would be more like a visual thing for me where you have, I would want you to see things. I'd bring you to Miami, you know, like.
Bring me to 11.
You know, but I would definitely travel with you because we've traveled so much, and we've had a lot of experiences together through there. Yeah, man, I would do that. I would show you the things that I know that you love.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay. If I had to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, listen, like, outside of obviously taking you to places and whatever and that type of stuff, if I had to, like, describe you to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things.
No, like, I want to place it like this. How about this? Place it like this. Okay. So that it's more of a speech thing.
Okay.
Let's say I died.
Okay.
And they make a documentary on me.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
Okay. Okay. That's a good question. That's a great question. Damn. Okay. It'd be a long speech. I'd have a lot to say.
Yeah.
I'd start by saying this. I'd start by saying, you're going to laugh, but you're not the easiest person to deal with.
Yeah.
And I say that in a very, like, in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
But with that being said, I think the greatest people in the world and the people who achieve the highest level of anything that they do are all like that.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I would say, like, it's not for the weak to be around you,
uh-huh,
especially when you're, like, whether it be business or, like, anything, any type of project that you're working on, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But stay the course and sometimes hear things you don't want to hear, and this guy can help you achieve anything.
Thank you.
I would start by saying that. Thanks, that'd be the first thing. And I think, like, if you're weak, bro, don't be around Ernesto. Like, that's the really, like, that's
like, eat you alive.
That's the, that would be like, I swear, that'd be the first thing. And then I think, like, I would say, like, you have layers. Like, once you peel back, like, the tough, like, hardworking, like, goal-driven guy, there is the, like, softer, like, let's joke around, let's fuck around, let's make, like, some of those memories. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
But
I don't think many have seen that side.
But I was gonna say, but to get there, it's like you gotta cross that first barrier,
mm-hmm,
which is like again, tough for a lot of people, and they're not willing to, I'm going to say, put in the work to get there.
Yeah.
And so I would say that, but I'd say once you peel back, you're like, dude, I think you're like, I don't want to say you're a soft guy.
No,
but I'm yeah, just, you have emotions.
You're, I'm a human,
you are,
dude.
You are a loving guy. You are somebody that you, like I said, you could fuck around with, joke around with, mm-hmm. just shoot the shit with and stuff.
Yeah.
But I would say just like, I think that you're somebody that you got to have tough skin, bro, to be around this guy.
Yeah. That's
but if you're willing to like, if you're willing to eat shit, and when I say eat shit, just like hear the fucking straight up truth.
I mean, I've blasted you too.
Like, no, I know. This is what I'm saying. Like, if you're ready for that, mm-hmm. like you will also bring out the best.
I try.
You can bring out the best in somebody, and yeah. I think like that's a very like commendable trait. And a lot of people wouldn't like you, bro. Straight up.
Yeah, of course.
I think a lot of people. Yeah. But again, like it just goes down to like the greatness aspect. I know you're chasing greatness in mm-hmm. your life,
yep.
and to be able to do that, you need to be that type of person. So I would say like. All of that, the whole greatness aspect of it, but you are a human, and if you can break through, and breaking through takes work, I think that people would see a different side of you.
But like, it's tough, you know, like, and I think that that's why the people around us have been with us for a while. It's either you're yeah. with us or you're not, kind of thing, you know, and yeah, and even talking on that, I think that you have an opposite trait in that sense where you're much more easier to get along with at first.
Sure.
Right? Where yeah. that we have that great synergy where, you know, there's been times where you take control over, let's say, a conversation because you know that if I take over that conversation, it's going to be a different outcome.
Yeah, it's done.
You know, so
we're finished.
So because yeah, we have yeah, that true. Synergy it's very key, right? So you're kind of like the opposite where you're much more easier to get along with at first.
Okay.
I would say I don't think I'm not friendly. I think I'm easy to get along with.
Would
I think,
you say approachable?
Is well, the right approachable, word? Yeah, for sure, right?
Okay.
And I think you have that opposite where deeper in you, if someone pisses you off, like it takes more to get there
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
Where it's like you gotta piss off Anth maybe 4 or 5 times and he's gonna get real mad.
I know, but then I'll never
But then you're real mad.
Yeah.
Like you're really, really upset,
yeah.
right? So
yeah.
That's like the opposite where we have that synergy where different people come into our life and we know how to deal with them, whether it's me or you.
Yeah. And I think like, even when I think about that trait, cause I do think about that a lot. Like sometimes I'm like, fuck, I'm giving somebody like way too many chances.
Yeah.
And I think about it and I go like, fuck, maybe I should be more like, not just so accepting of mistakes and failure from people. Cause like, how do these mistakes and failure affect me,
mm-hmm.
right? And whether it's in business or even my life, like if someone just does me wrong or doesn't respect me, you know, it's like
yeah, you put up with it much more than
yeah,
I.
Yeah, and it's a blessing and a curse sometimes.
It's both. It's a blessing. Even for me, it's the same.
It's a blessing and a curse. Yeah, I do agree that that's why.
Because sometimes I don't even give someone a second chance when who knows, maybe yeah. if I gave that second chance, what would have happened, you know? But
yeah, but on the flip side of that, I've seen you. Dead a relationship with somebody and like instantly start up another one with somebody and like they filled that void
yeah
of that other person
true
like this and ended up being like a superstar. I think Jay
yeah
is the perfect example
shout
of
out
that,
Jay
where like now he's a stud and is like a key piece of our business in every way
but like I'll also blast Jay.
Yeah, no, 100%.
But he understands where I'm coming from. That's the difference.
But what I'm saying is the only reason Jay is here today the way he is, I mean, it's the butterfly effect. There's so many different things that had to happen.
Yeah.
But the key piece that made him take like a crazy step and a crazy leap forward was you basically cutting another person in our business.
Of course.
Like fast.
Within seconds.
Like seconds. Like yeah. literally seconds. That's how like something happened. Seconds, this guy was done and Jay slid in. And ever since then, it's just been like, the come up has been legendary.
That's been a good version of what can happen if you're yeah. very, if you can make a quick decision, right?
I think, but on the other side of it, like you said, you cut somebody off, didn't give him a second chance. Who knows what they could have been.
Yeah.
But also maybe you never know. So it never hurts as much.
It never really matters because the decision you made was better.
Yeah. Or even if you just never know, at least you never
fine.
Know. Ignorance
fine.
Is bliss at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah. You don't have to overthink those things. That's one thing I would say I've learned over the years is like, I used to make a decision and think a lot about it, you know, and that would eat me alive, bro. Mm. And I was like, yo, like, did I make that decision? Did I even say the right thing to that person in that one aspect?
Mm-hmm.
And when in doubt, you zoom out.
Yeah.
You know, when in doubt, zoom out. And I zoom out in my life and I'm like, you know what? Even if I made 70% of the right decisions by doing that, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll take my odds.
Yeah. I think
but you have to understand people too. And that's the thing. Like a lot of people that do, let's say understand you or understand me are very open-minded.
Yeah.
And they don't look at their life as a victim mentality.
True.
And when you do that and you're realizing, hey, people are trying to help me because of this or this or this, you have an open mind. And that's how I've always been too. Mm-hmm. If someone, let's say, or someone that I looked up to in the past, I would always just have an open mind. You have to.
Yeah, I think to summarize it, I think you're easy to hate.
Nice.
Hard to love.
Sick.
But you can bring out the best in people if they're willing to put the work in.
Yeah.
Like you are like that teammate, that guy who could like help somebody achieve anything they want.
Yeah, if they really want
if they're like willing and ready to be told straight.
Yeah.
And I think there's so many other things, but I think like if I had to give this is who this guy is, like that's what I would say straight up.
Yeah, and thank you for that.
I know, listen,
I think there's proof out there that of who we've worked with and what they've been able to do. And you know, you can compare people that believed in us and then compare them to the people that didn't believe in us. Mm. And you can compare their success and let me know what that looks like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a lot of people that believed in me and you, and they're very successful today because they put their ego aside. They put their pride aside and they said, you know what? These guys are just trying to help. Maybe the way we try to help is more vicious than others, but you know, you can't always be a nice guy. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like when I look at it today, mm-hmm. and I look at people that don't believe in us, I laugh because I just think like, it's gotta be results driven. And like, bro, I don't know like what more we could do. No. I mean, obviously there's so much more we could do, but you know what I'm trying to just shoot.
No, compared to what we set out to achieve, we're doing great.
I think so.
You know, and that shit goes towards, you know, what we put in, our team has put in.
Yep.
So yeah, I think you have to have an open mind though in life.
Has there ever been a criticism that someone gave you that still stays with you till this day?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, okay, that was quick. Of course.
It's because I was talking about this morning with Jay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what was it?
Someone told me about maybe six, seven years ago. Mm-hmm. Someone told me that I wouldn't really amount to anything. Mm. I'd be a loser. Mm. I wouldn't make money. I wouldn't be successful. And I remember it.
Okay.
That's something I remember. Okay. That keeps me fired up.
Yeah.
You know, how about you?
Yeah, mine's pretty similar.
It sounds so cheap. It's cliche, you know, but that's just what it is.
No, but like, whatever. It's a thing that stuck with you that is part of the reason why you're here today. Mm-hmm. I had a soccer coach who I honestly love dearly. The guy like really taught me a lot about life. But in my time as a player, like I was playing top level in Ontario, Canada, OYSL, whatever. And this is a time in my life when I was like losing the love of the game. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone goes through that. And whatever, in high school, partying, like just priorities were shifting. And I was, and so, you know, I was just like slacking off and not caring as much and whatever. And I went to... And word was getting around the team that I was just like a party guy. I was smoking weed, whatever.
Black sheep.
I was a black sheep of the team. And and I had kind of already had my mindset on like leaving. I was just like scared to tell my dad straight up. And the coach came to me like one practice. He pulls me aside because I'm just not having a good practice. My touch is off, like whatever. And he pulls me aside and he's just like, if you, I'm going to paraphrase. I don't know the exact words, but he was just pretty much like, if you don't make it in soccer, I don't know if you'll make it in anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I truly love the guy. Uh-huh. And I think he was saying it to fire me up, to get me back, because he knew how good of a player I was and that maybe that I had a chance.
Yeah.
But obviously at that age, like I didn't like take it that way. Mm-hmm. I think I was 14 or 15. At that age, I took it like, oh, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And like now I don't want to play soccer. You're like, it pushed me away more from the game.
Yep.
You know, rather than him being like, you, like, dude, you're a strong player. Like, you have a chance. Like, you're physical, you know, whatever. it pushed me away from the game. Mm-hmm. And I kind of took it in the same way, I guess, that you did when you got that criticism, where I was like, well, now I have no choice. Cause like, it's funny because I don't even talk to the guy anymore and I have no connection to him. But it's like, from that point on, I was like, oh, I have to be something now because that's fucked.
Well, that's just the fire you needed at that moment, you know?
And, yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm that guy. Uh-huh. That people are going to remember like, oh, he blasted me that time or he said this. I want to be that guy.
But I was going to say like the person who gave you that criticism that fired you up, like you kind of got to thank them.
Of course. Right? Thank you. Right? You know, thank you for that because that's the only way that anything happened, man. Anything.
But that's just a testament to not being a pussy straight up.
No, I could have taken it the other way too. I could have just said, okay, you know what? Maybe they're right.
And been a bitch and gotten a regular job. Of course. No offense, anyone has a regular job, but been a bitch to your standards of like your life.
Yes, right? 100%. So yeah, it's a blessing. Those things are blessings, man.
Yeah,
they're facts. All blessings. And so many people say it all the time. Yours happened with that. Like yours happened through sport, which happens a lot too. I've had moments in sport that have fired me up too.
Yeah.
A lot with coaches like yourself. Like it's the same thing. Because mm-hmm. you're in your teenage years and like, anything someone of authority says to you, it gets to you.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, fuck. Like, especially your coach for soccer. You love soccer.
Oh, dude. And like, you look up to a coach as like a father. It's right? Like another father.
You want to play. You want to impress this guy all the time. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like things like that, moments like that, those are what shape people. And yeah, you have to look at that as a blessing. You got to shout out that coach because whether he said it and he meant it or he said it to light a fire, it worked either way.
So, yeah, shout out Lou Iaconetti, bro. Jesse's dad, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Which is why like I'm so close with him now.
There you go.
Because I literally, like, whenever I see him, I go, dude, I have to thank your dad. Like, your dad taught me so many valuable lessons as a young man.
Yeah. And you know me. That's how I get to people.
Yeah.
I do it that way.
Yeah, blast them.
I'll just like make them feel like, oh my God, he's like, I'm such a small person because of what he's saying. He must be right. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a rough way to do it.
I was going
to
say like,
but shout out even like Matt Campoli.
Yeah.
Cause Matt, bro, I blast him no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You because blast that guy,
but I've realized over years, the kind way doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like if that coach came up to you, bro, and he said, you know what, Anthony, man, is anything okay, man? Cause like, yo, you're playing, your touch is off. Yeah. Can we do something? You want something? You want an orange? I'll get your fresh orange juice over here. You want bro, you remember that?
No.
Right? So it's like you need that moment of like, oh my God, like I either got put down hard.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to wake the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to take it the other direction, right? But you'll never know until you feel that yourself, right? Which way you're going to go. And I highly recommend you use it as fire instead of just like, you know, melting.
I agree. Okay, let's go to this. So, but this could be deep, depending on how real you want to get right now.
Yeah.
But is there anything in regards to your family mm-hmm. that you think you could have done better?
Of course.
Uh huh.
So many things, man.
And I ask this because it's a question that I always think about myself, and I know for sure. All, however many followers we fucking have across all our platforms, every single person has had a doubt or a double thought about like, fuck, should I have done this with my family? Should I do this?
I think everyone has that. And the only way that you can keep going is you just have to do better in the future. That's all, right? Like,
what's a common one? I'm saying like, what's a common like, man, one, like, a common thought you've had?
Like, come on, like that's like, you know, like your parents divorce, you know? And it's like, could I have done something? You know, maybe you don't spend as much time with someone as you should have, and then they pass away.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, I could have. Everyone thinks that. Everyone's like, I should have spent more time.
Okay, let's think about the people that are alive still today in your family.
Yeah.
Is there anything in specific that you still think about on a daily basis that maybe you haven't fully acted on, but you're like, I need to do this more or be more like this for this person?
I think I've been doing better. Okay. I think, you know, I try to show my parents as much love as I can.
Uh-huh. You see your parents a lot.
I do see my parents a lot, but that's what I said. I'm doing better with it. I used to not be as good with that.
Yeah.
So I like to spend time with my parents a lot, because without them, there's no me. So that's just like easy math.
Yeah.
That's all them. My sister too, like, you know, I try to talk to her as much as I can. It's different because she's in business with me. So sometimes when we actually do get to chat, it's not like, you know, we're talking about each other or our lives. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about business or clients. So I would like to get better at that. And I would say that's pretty good. Any decision I made, you know, I've cut people off in my family the last like 4 or 5 years,
okay. But
I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah, which is that's a tough thing to do.
Yeah, but like I weigh out all my options. I look at the decision I made, and I made the right decision for me and my close family.
Fair.
So like I'm so good, you know. Like with that stuff, I'm so good. So for me, it's more like who's very close to me. Who do I love with everything I have, and then they're gonna get everything I have, you know. So anytime I do have, I try to spend it with them, bro.
Yeah.
It's more just about spending time and when I am spending time, being more present. That's key too.
That's a big one.
Right? Where it's like, I used to spend time, be like, oh yeah, I had that dinner with my family. I'm like, bro, I was there for 3 minutes. Like literally my mind was there for 3 minutes.
Yeah. On your phone, you're thinking about business, right? You're doing this, you're doing that.
So now I try to switch it up and say, okay, well maybe I can travel more with my family.
That's a good one.
Right? Instead of just like, you know, going to their house for dinner. Like everyone's on their phone. You're waiting for the food. You eat, you have a drink and you go.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, if I travel, I'll be more present too with that person. And we're actually experiencing something.
Together. Yeah.
Right. So I think traveling with the people you care about is key too, because then you're actually experiencing something new with them. Even just going to like a soccer game, going to a basketball game, going to a park, go for a walk, do something, you know, but spend like real time.
I agree with
that. Don't just go sit on the couch at their house with them and watch TV.
I agree with that.
How about you?
Yeah, I think a big thing has just been like communicating more with everybody. Like we said, we're always traveling, and that part gets tough, obviously, when you're just in the middle of the grind and you wake up and it's whatever time it is, and then you know you start working, and next thing you know you look up and it's 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and you're like, but fuck, I didn't finish this. So you look back down, you look back up. It's 9 p.m. You haven't spoken to somebody, and they tried calling you, and you were busy. You didn't answer. So yeah. I think that's one big thing for me. I think like actually something pretty interesting in my life. I don't know if I've even told you this, but like, so I also cut some people off in my life that I like grew up with.
Okay,
cousins and stuff, and just for whatever reason, and. I really like wrote off these relationships and been like, I'm done. Like the disrespect that I felt was given towards me and my immediate family. Like you can't come back from it. Mm-hmm. Like even an apology probably can't help. Mm-hmm. And after a couple of years had gone by of no communication with these people, and you know, I thought like, hey, listen, like maybe they're my, you know, my mom and my nonna, my grandmother, like, they'd probably like to see us all together again. And maybe I can put my ego aside. Mm. What I thought was my ego aside.
Yeah.
To like make these people happy. So like whatever, I can sort of eat shit in a way, or mm-hmm. go against my own word mm-hmm. to make the people I love happy. If that's gonna make them happy, then it's like worth it for me to go back on my word. And so I did that. And I spent a little bit of time with some of these people. And now I'm having second thoughts about it.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm feeling the disrespect again.
Come back. There's some things you can't come back from. That's why.
But not even like that we're just sitting at the table and I can't even look at them. Mm-hmm. It's just more like
you remember.
Actions. No, actions.
Oh, like present actions.
Present actions, maybe at a smaller scale, mm-hmm. are happening, but it's like, I already feel like I'm doing so much just to sit back down at a table and break bread with you, that like even the slightest thing now is making me feel like, oh my God, I made a mistake. Because like I did it to make certain people happy, but they're also disrespecting those certain people. Mm-hmm. Where now it's like, fuck, going back to what we said earlier about this is my fucking issue,
yeah.
is that I forgive people too easily, or I give them too many chances. I was so stern on this decision to not be in these people's lives. And then I allowed them back in because I wanted to make other people happy. Mm-hmm. And then they just went and disrespected again. Well, now I'm back in a position where I'm like, holy fuck.
Here, I'll break it down to you. Mm. You know, they always say, be the bigger man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which I agree to an extent, because if you have to continuously be the bigger man in every situation.
Yeah.
You're around the wrong men.
Facts.
Okay? So, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is it the other way around?
It's the other way around.
Okay.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Okay, beautiful. But if you always have to be the bigger man in situations, in your family, in your business, something is wrong, and it's not wrong with you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, be the bigger man in situations. Yeah, be the bigger man. But if you are being the bigger man every time, who are you around?
Yeah.
Because no one else is taking lead here. And not everything's up to you, bro.
Let me ask you this.
You can't put everything on yourself.
Is there, for you, is there a limit? Like, for example...
My limit is shorter than yours.
No. But like, let's say now limit in terms of who these people are in your life.
No.
So like there's a cousin, but then let's say there's a sister or a brother.
Listen, okay.
When that part gets tough.
Of course. When it comes to siblings, like your blood and like very blood. And me, like our sisters, for example, we're so close in age that we're almost twins with them.
Yeah. Literally.
You know, so I don't think that is right. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, when it comes to your immediate family, listen, there's obviously cases, but if it's like some dramatic stuff in your family, that stuff you can get over, right? I don't know, because I've never experienced having to have that kind of conversation, but I've experienced, you know, people in my close family mm-hmm. that didn't ever get a second chance.
Yeah.
Because they should have been the bigger man.
Yeah.
Just based on age, experience, and who they were in the family.
Yeah.
So you have to look at that too.
Because you're also looking like certain people are in quote unquote leadership roles in a family, right? Because at the end of the day, there are hierarchies in family.
Of course.
And like you're looking and saying, bro, this person was supposed to be the leader, the top dog, the mm-hmm. king, the don, whatever name you want to give them. And it's like, that's how you acted?
Exactly.
It's like, bro.
So that's when I don't even, that, exactly. That's when I cut it off completely. Yeah. When there's just like no excuse for it at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And you have to really weigh out your options. But man, you know, you can't always be the bigger man. You have to surround yourself with people in your family, in your friend group that can take lead as well. Or else, you know, if you're the only big man, like everyone's always looking at you like, hey, what should we do? Hey, why is this happening? Hey, how can we fix this? And you're just like, am I the leader of this family at the age of 27?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
Like, no one told me that.
Dude, that's a fucking battle.
Right, and I know how much you do for your family, like, you know, situational wise or business wise or finance wise. And dude, you do so fucking much, right? For your fam, where it's like, but you're taking control. I get what you're doing. You're taking control because you feel like you have to as a man in your family. And you feel like there's things you can do that other people cannot do in your family. That's why you do what you do.
Yeah. It's trippy because I do it. Obviously I want to do it.
It's your family. It's your family. Love
them and all these things. So there's just a fine line where it's like when you, as a man, when you have to take control and leadership of your family at a young age, there's a fine line of being like, well, I love these people, so that's why I'm doing it as well. And I don't mind to do it for that reason. But there's a fine line of like where then maybe some resentment starts to come in because you're like, also, I'm 18.
Why do I have to do
I'm
all
16.
This?
I'm 16. For me, it was very young. It was like 12, 13 years old that I had to like start stepping into like a leadership role in my family. And yeah. I'm like, but I'm just a fucking child, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Like, why?
I know.
You know?
Why? And again, you could take it two routes.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's where it's like day to day things, like these things, you toe a line. There's a line of like, well, I'm a strong man and I'm going to fucking do this for my family. But then there's also a line where it's like some days you're like, dude, I'm also just a fucking child. And like, I look at my friends and they're just running around, fucking around, doing whatever they want. 100%. Where like I'm over here talking about like finances, bro, with my family.
And even I look at it and I'm older than you and I'm like, holy fuck. Like, bro, I don't do none of this shit for my fam. Like, you know, like obviously whatever. It's just a situation where I didn't have to do it to the extent you have to do it. And I look at you and I'm just like, holy, like.
But you know what? Like,
you know, but it's inspiring too, because it's like a lot of people should, you know, when they should take that role, they don't. And then that's when things start crumbling because no one took that leadership role. But at the same time, what I will say in terms of taking that leadership role for myself, I'm not trying to lead anyone that's not trying to be led.
Boom. Hitting with this facts. It's true.
It's just what it is. It's like true. If you clearly show me that you don't, let's say, believe in me or trust me or, you know, understand where I'm even coming from, I really don't have even time for that, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not here to convince people how to do things or how to see things or how to understand things. I'm not here to do that, especially, again, as younger men in the family.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and like, look, like when I, again, I felt like I sort of had to at a really young age. Uh-huh. But with that being said, everybody respected me even then to kind of make tough decisions. Like, I gotta
give a huge respect thing. Like, you have to remember how much respect you have from your family.
Well,
which is sometimes sometimes it's not shown, but believe me, bro, when everyone goes to sleep at night, they understand what you've done for the family too.
That part I totally agree. What I was gonna say was, it's like sometimes it's funny, like when you step into a leadership role, sometimes it's like even like people need help with the littlest decisions where you're like, okay, I'm down to be the leader and lead this fucking ship, but like, yeah, I can't help you pick the color of the wall. Like, I don't know, I'm making that up, but where you got to make a decision. But like, I think to give some context,
you also have to lead by example. That's huge.
Absolutely.
Because if you are, then that's when you have to explain less of those little things.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just conversations to have. Right. But I think just to give people context, I think like, I just sounds like, you know, personally a lot of these things, but like, I'm talking like, I started stepping into like helping my family with like finances and like big decisions and like things like that, probably I'd say at the age of like 14, like grade 9.
Yeah.
Like financial stuff. Uh-huh. I would say being like the fucking therapist for my parents.
Uh-huh.
Probably at like, this is gonna sound crazy, like 10.
Damn. You had your therapist license at 10?
No, man, but like, and again, like,
someone get this guy's license.
Probably not good for a 10-year-old, to be honest, like on a general level, but like,
it's life though,
but bro. helping like, and listening to like problems, whether it be like, my parents are divorced, so problems at home between the two of them, like I'm hearing like, this person shit talk, you know, mom shit talk dad, mm-hmm. dad shit talk mom, and like at a very young age,
of course,
where I'm like trying to internalize it but also not let it affect my outlook on that person either,
of course,
because like, the one thing I think people need to remember is like, when somebody is telling you dirt about a person that you have a relationship with, mm-hmm. the first thing you need to remember is to not let what you're told shape your opinion on this person now.
Of course.
Right? So for example, like, let's give people an example. My mom is saying bad things about my dad. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to internalize it, hear it, and maybe give advice, but also now talk to my dad on the phone as if I never got that information from my mom.
Yeah.
People have a hard time doing that. And now that's like, look, that's a very like intricate thing and a very personal thing when it comes to parents, but even like with friends, it's like how many times I'm seeing situations where, or not anymore, but when more like, let's say high school and in the nightlife stuff where it was like, this person's shit talking, dude, like perfect example. Okay. Like how many times people told me like, be careful with Ernesto.
Yeah.
You know, da 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 da. He's this and he's that and whatever. And I'd listen to it and I'd be like, okay, like I'll hear you. Sure, you had an experience with this guy, no problem. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna look at Ernesto based off of the experiences that I've had with him.
Exactly.
And I can't let the experiences you had with him shape that.
Of course.
Now, don't get me wrong. The second I feel like he did me dirty in a similar way or whatever, then I'll pick that memory back up and go, somebody told me this.
It's all the research you've done.
It's the research.
Yeah.
But it's like people are so quick to ruin a good relationship with somebody because someone else had a bad experience or someone else had their own version of a bad experience.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it would be in your eyes.
Of course.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I can't imagine the amount of people that didn't end up working with me or something just because of what they heard. I can't imagine.
Oh, and vice versa, uh-huh. dude. Uh-huh. Like even when I stopped working with my last business partner to kind of like start building something with you, uh-huh. dude, like my name was smeared, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People smeared me without even knowing just because one guy said something which was completely inaccurate.
Yep.
But guess what I did? I said, you know what? Time will tell.
Of course.
I'll sit back. I don't need to go and defend myself. Mm-hmm. Because my actions are going to prove that all of that was bullshit. And now, you know, not to throw shade on anybody, but if I have to compare my life and my accomplishments in comparison to that guy, mm-hmm. that you can't compare. I'm not going to throw a name or nothing. I'm just saying like, so it's like, and now it's funny, a lot of people who I remember looking down on me when I made that decision, who were like good friends and in friend groups of mine and who unfollowed me and stopped talking to me and all this shit and were running around being like, did you hear what Sorella did?
Yeah.
Blah, blah. are not all in my DMs being like, bro, I knew you'd be fucking, or not even like, maybe not even giving me that praise, being like, hey, bro, watch that episode. Hey, bro, can you connect me with it? And I'm just like, dude, you guys all hated on me, bro.
I know.
And guess what? I still don't even say that.
I know.
I say that in my head.
Of course.
But I go like, you know what? Yeah, I knew this was going to happen. I knew you'd be back.
Listen, time tells all. That's what it is, right? At the end of the day. And you know, people make short-term decisions quickly. And you don't know like how many people have made the wrong decision because of what someone's told them.
Oh,
you know,
makes me like, sick.
So that's why you can't. You have to really just trust your own intuition and just make the decisions that you think are right. Because if you make decisions for other people, you're not going to have your own life at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's not going to be yours.
I agree.
Yep.
All right.
Damn.
Well, fuck. A little good therapy session. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. And bro, if you guys made it this far, like, subscribe, leave a comment, whatever you want. If you have any more deep questions, we want to start doing these a little bit more often. Host episodes, maybe not always so deep. Maybe sometimes us just acting like fools. But I want to do this a little bit more often. And so if there's any questions or topics or things you guys want us to cover, let us know in the comments. DM us personally, whatever the case may be. And on that note, we are out.